numbers have over doubled in the last 5 years of assaults on correctional officers, and yet the service does nothing. They continue to fail.
That's just some of the sounds of the protests that happened yesterday, where correctional officers are trying to raise awareness about the conditions that they face just doing their job. So what is going on in our prisons and with the people who work there? John Randall is with us now, president of the Union of Canadian Correctional Officers. John, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
How bad have things gotten from a worker perspective in our prisons?
They've gotten probably the worst we've seen since we've formed our union. We've seen assaults on correctional officers rise. We've seen the number of drugs and contrabands in our jails increase by numbers we've never seen before. And we've seen the supports for those officers, who are dealing with this stuff decrease over the years. So we're not keeping up with the times, and we feel that the employer is not backing us up.
In what way do you feel, when you say we're not keeping up with the times, is that a technology issue, do you think?
It's two things. It's first technology. Like, there's technology out there, but the federal government and the Correctional Services of Canada are years and years and years behind that technology. And the second one is support. Research over the years have shown that correctional officers suffer some of the highest rates of PTSI and PTSD of all first responders. And we haven't seen any mental health support for correctional officers who are dealing with these things. And, when you talk about over 9,000 security incidences that happened last year, that's almost 1,800 incidences per institution in our country. Like, that's a crazy number, and we're just not seeing what we need to deal with it.
Okay, what do we need to see?
Well, there's two things. We need the technology to come in, because if you stop the contraband, if you stop the drugs, you stop the weapons, it slows down the violence because it doesn't create that black market. So that's the first thing. And the second thing we need to see is proper mental health support for correctional officers. So when you deal with a violent incident, when you deal with a suicide, when you deal with a self-harm, that you have the ability to, have mental health treatment. Right now, we deal with it and we're expected to come to work the very next day and do it all over again. And, after so many days in a row, that just takes a toll on people.
There's a certain amount of when I hear it, I feel like it's almost absurdity. It can't be real. But tell me about the drone situation. How bad is that?
It's almost like I wouldn't even believe I'm saying this today, but it's happening daily. And the thing is it's like an Amazon package. Like, they can actually deliver these drugs now within feet of a location where the inmates are. And for officers, that's extremely troubling, because, we're used to dealing with drugs coming in through body cavity and through throwovers and through those traditional methods. But now we're seeing them in football size packages or larger, and we're multiple times a day sometimes. And we just can't keep up. Like, we feel like we're running around with chickens with their head cut off.
But how is that, John, how is that possible? I know people, the average goes, well, wait a minute, we have technology to deal with that. Like, can we not prevent a drone from flying into a prison? That seems like we should be able to do that.
We should be able to do that. And the technology's there. And, it's taken so far about 8 years for them to implement drone detection systems in just a few institutions across the country, when we know that there's companies and technologies that are ready to go right now. But it's all caught behind this government red tape and bureaucratic drama right now, and we can't seem to get any movement.
What, just to employ some new technology?
Absolutely, yeah. That's the thing is, they keep saying, well, we have to go through procurement processes, and there's all these different procedures they have to go through, and it keeps failing, or they keep sending it back, and it's just, we're not sure what the next steps are to get the technology. Our hands at this point are tied.
So the technology exists. Everybody agrees this technology would work to prevent contraband coming into prisons. But because of red tape or filing the right paperwork, it hasn't been able to happen yet in prisons?
Absolutely, yes. There was a project started, like I said, 8 years ago. We were supposed to have a number of institutions across the country equipped with detection systems. Of that 8 year ago program, we had one institution who got the drone detection system, and I believe there's supposed to be about five or six, one in each region. So we saw one in 8 years come in.
8 years, John, that seems ridiculous.
You're telling us that's why we had our rally yesterday, because enough is enough at this point. Like, we don't know what else to do. We've tried going through labor relations. We've tried talking to public safety ministers. We've tried talking to everybody, and we just can't seem to get our message out there that we need the support.
So when you say contraband, what are we talking about here? How dangerous is some of the stuff?
Well, fentanyl is one of the biggest ones, and we've seen what the fentanyl pandemic is like on the streets. So imagine what that's like inside of a federal institution. You know, then you got crystal meth, and then, but the weapons are even crazier. You know, we're seeing pocket knives, we're seeing ceramic knives, we're seeing things that we've never seen before. You know, the old Hollywood prison shank where it's a piece of metal sharpened by hand is kind of becoming archaic now because they can drop in these beautiful pocket knives and make it so much easier to conceal and use. The drugs is it's the amount of drugs. It's not even what type of drugs. It's just the sheer amount of drugs that are coming in. It's out of control. Like you see in the news often, you know, $300,000, $500,000 seizures. That's becoming a regular occurrence for us now.
That is a huge amount. That makes it feel like there's almost no control in our prisons, John.
There is no control right now with the drugs. And what's even scarier is we feel that the service is kind of just giving up. Like instead of combating the drug problem, they're just saying, well, if the drugs are going to get in, we might as well give them a safer way to inject their drugs. So let's just give them clean needles to do their drugs as opposed to keeping the drugs out. And that's a whole other battle that we're having right now as well.
Okay. So is there no way, like what happens when the drones come in? Do the guards try to get in there? Is that too dangerous? Like what happens?
Oh, absolutely. We intercept quite a few drones and drone packages, but the problem is the number of drone drops have increased so much, but we still have the same number of officers we've had for the last 15 years. So we're only able to stop so much because we just don't have the resources. And without technology and without manpower, we just can't stop at all. And that's where we're becoming overwhelmed.
So what have the protests done then? Have they gotten the attention of the people in charge?
I think yesterday raised a lot of awareness here in the Pacific region in British Columbia and nationally. We've seen these protests happen in all the other regions in the country now. And we're hoping, we haven't heard yet, but we're hoping that this is going to bring them to the table to actually sit down and address our issues.
Well, let us know what happens, John. Thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thank you for having me.
That's John Randall, president of the Union of Canadian Correctional Officers. Was that not crazy? The way he described that situation, because that sounds nuts that's happening in our prisons there. So yeah, why isn't something being done about that? Yeah, we all wonder the same thing, right? Simi at cknw.com.